Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It threatens to become an increasingly difficult matter to keep the news of Barry Carlton's death from Penny Gibbs, for she's begun to insist on seeing him. Penny, however, is not yet strong enough to receive the shock of his passing, but there's a fear that she may find out by accident. And the doctors fear, too, that Penny may be losing her sight. In Rossville, Nora and Freddie Lang have been talking about it when little Julie Martin comes into the room.
Aunt Nora?
Yes, Julie?
Oh, hi there, Julie. Well, you ready for school?
Yes, Uncle Freddie, I'm going now.
Oh, let me look at you first, honey.
Yes, Aunt Nora.
Julie, how do you like school?
Oh, Uncle Freddie, it's fun. It's just like playing, only there are lots of children to play with.
They haven't hit you with algebra yet, have they?
Algae who?
Oh, nothing, Julie, nothing.
Oh, one of the boys hits one of the other boys with a rock, if that's what you mean. But nobody hit me with an algae or anything. What's so funny?
Oh, nothing, Julie. Your Uncle Freddie is just teasing you.
Yeah.
Oh, but you tell Uncle Freddie what you do learn at school, Julie.
Yeah, Julie. What do you do?
Oh, we draw and we color things and we play games. And today we get to make things out of clay.
Oh, crickets, that sounds wonderful, Julie. What are you going to make?
I don't know yet. I have to think about it.
Well, what do you think it'll be, Julie?
I think I'll make a pig going oink.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. But, Julie, how do you make an oink?
Oh, you're silly, Uncle Freddie. Everybody knows the pig makes the oinks himself.
That's right, he does.
Oh, come on, you better hurry, Julie, or you'll miss the school bus.
Say, you want me to walk down to the corner with you?
Oh, no, thank you, Uncle Freddy. I'm going to school now, and I can walk to the corner all by my own self now.
But just to the corner, Julie. Don't cross the street.
No, Aunt Nora, I won't. Will Aunt Penny be home when I get back from school, maybe? Will she?
No, I'm afraid not, Julie.
Maybe tomorrow, maybe?
No, not that soon either, darling. Now, you go on and have a nice day at school.
I will. Bye.
Bye.
Penny be home when she gets back from school. Wish that's all I knew about the mess that Penny's into.
Not knowing anything about it wouldn't help Penny in any way, Freddie.
I just wonder what we can do to help her as it is.
Well, Crickets, there's that trip we talked about with Johnny the other day.
Oh, sure, that'll help a little, but it won't bring Barry back. And if she loses her sight, it won't bring that back either.
Mm-hmm.
Nora, all that money will do is fix up the scars on her face and... sometimes I wonder if they're not just selling her a bill of goods in that department, too.
Oh, Freddie, they wouldn't do that, would they?
Look, she's taking an awful beating. She'll think she had an argument with the business end of a pile driver when they tell her about Barry.
They're going to have to tell her pretty soon, aren't they?
I'll say they are. You heard what they caught her trying to do yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, she left her room and tried to walk down to his.
Yeah. Wouldn't that have been great if she'd gotten there?
Well, she didn't, and we can be awfully grateful for that.
Grateful? Nora, that's an understatement if ever I've heard one. Penny would probably just have gone right out of her mind. I guess that'd be the end of everything for her.
Oh, crickets, Freddie. It's going to be awfully hard to tell her. And she must be awfully upset about her face and her eyes.
No, not Penny. Nor is she never worries about herself.
Have you seen her face?
No, I haven't. I guess she wouldn't let me if I wanted to. Do you think that you'll get in to see her when you go down this afternoon?
Oh, yes, I phoned Mrs. Billings and asked because I knew Penny might have some objections to seeing people right now, but Mrs. Billings said that she'd ask Penny, and Penny said she'd be glad to see me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I can understand why. You two are pretty close to each other, huh?
I hope we are.
What time are you going down?
As soon as Julie gets back from school.
Well, look, I'll come in and drive you down to the station.
Oh, you won't have to this time, Freddie. Mr. Ross is going to take me in his car all the way to Heatherton. He's going that way on a business trip.
Say, those Rosses are really coming in handy, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Ross staying with Mr. Billings and the kids again today?
Yes, she is, and she does at every opportunity. Her children are all grown up.
You wouldn't think so. Not the way that Bobby acts sometimes.
Well, maybe he's like you and isn't ever going to grow up.
Oh, so you still think I'm a kid, huh?
No, I was only joking, darling.
Well, I hope so. But this is still no time to joke, Nora. Not about anything.
No, it isn't. And, Freddie, I've noticed you've been awfully serious lately.
Hmm?
Is there something about Daddy you haven't told me?
Oh, no. He's getting along all right.
With the farm?
No, everything at the farm's okay. It's just that, well, it's Gibbsy that's got me down.
Oh, you mustn't let it do that to you. Just worrying and being upset about her isn't going to help.
I know that, but I can't get the poor kid out of my mind.
Freddie, have you suddenly become so old that you think of Penny as a kid?
Well, she is like a kid now, Nora. She's helpless as one, lost as one. It's going to be worse when they tell her about Barry.
Maybe she'll fool us.
Not this time. No, Nora, she's just a plain girl. Plain human being. In love with another human being. And now he doesn't exist anymore.
You shouldn't dwell on it, so I can tell you've been thinking about it a lot.
All the time. I couldn't feel any worse if what happened to Penny had happened to you, Nora. And you know how bad I'd feel about that, don't you?
Yes, I know, Freddie.
Nora, if anything ever does happen to me, don't let it get you down. Will you promise?
Oh, Freddie, how can I promise such a thing?
Oh, you can. Look, things happen, you know. Penny and Barry weren't counting on this, but all of a sudden it happened. And it counted Barry out. And something just as sudden might count me out one of these days, too.
Well, if either of us has to die before the other, Freddie, I hope I'm the one who goes first. I just couldn't stand it without you.
Well, you did all right before I came along.
No, Freddie, darling, I was just living and waiting for you to come along.
It's funny, I was just wandering around and hoping I'd find you. But good things do come to an end, Nora.
Let's not talk about it.
Good idea.
I wonder how Mrs. Billings is going to tell Penny about Barry.
And you just said that I shouldn't think about it all the time. Is she ever out of your mind either?
No. That's why I wish you'd try to get her out of yours. I know how upsetting it is.
Well, I'm not worried about how much I'm upset. Think of the shambles that must be in Penny's mind. Think of what it must have been like when she first saw that face of hers.
And it was so beautiful, too. Oh, but I'm sure it's going to be beautiful again.
Yeah, maybe. With a capital M-A-Y-B-E, and you can underline that, too. And on top of that, she's going blind.
Well, they're sending for a specialist who'll take care of her eyes.
Sure, $1 million specialist. May throw up his instruments and tell Penny she's never going to see again.
She won't care about her face, Freddie, or about her eyes either when they tell her about Barry.
I thought you said she might fool us.
I meant maybe she'll fool us and not go to pieces. It could be that with Barry dead, it won't matter to her how she looks or whether or not she can see.
Yeah. Just as good as giving up breathing, huh?
You crickets, I guess it is. Well, I'd better get my housework done if I'm going to see Penny this afternoon. And you better get out to the farm before it's time to come back home again.
Okay.
And try to get home early again if you can. And help Mrs. Ross. Darling. Oh, Hello, Penny.
Hello, Nora. It's so late, I thought you weren't coming.
Well, I got a ride down with Mr. Ross, and we had a flat tire. I hope I didn't worry you.
No, if you hadn't shown up pretty soon, though, I was going to begin to worry. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Penny.
I don't blame you for staring at me, Nora. Mother should have warned you that my face is pretty awful.
No, Penny, it's not bad at all.
Don't try to tell me, Nora. I've looked at it myself. In fact, I was looking at it in the mirror just before you came in. As well as I can make out, it's about as bad as it could be.
Well, what do you mean, as well as you can make out?
I mean, I have a lot of trouble focusing my eyes, Nora, and keeping them focused for long. Everything gets hazy, sometimes a little dim.
Oh, that's just a nervous reaction from the accident, isn't it?
Darling, they haven't told you what a mess I've made of myself, have they? They're calling in an eye specialist, Nora, if I can afford one. And I know what that means. I might be going blind.
Oh, Cricket, Penny, you know you aren't.
Well, I know that something is seriously wrong. Really, darling, I've stopped caring.
You've stopped caring? Oh, Penny, you can't do that.
Oh, no, it isn't what you're thinking. No, darling. No, I'm not giving up the ghost, as they say, when someone stops trying. In fact, I'm trying harder than ever to overcome whatever handicaps I may have to suffer because of the accident.
Oh, I'm sure there won't be any.
Well, I hope there aren't. Anyway, if there are, it won't bother me because nothing can bother me. Nothing as long as Barry's well and strong. Even if I'm scared and blind and...
Oh, Cricket, Penny, you know that won't make any difference.
I don't expect it to, not with Barry. He'll marry me. I know he will. Because, Nora, it isn't a person's face that you love or a person's eyes. Love comes from the heart. And love is what's in the heart where nothing shows. Did you hear what I tried to do yesterday?
Yes, I did.
It was silly of me to try it.
Yes, it really was, Penny. You're not strong enough.
Oh, I'm strong enough. I can make myself strong enough to do anything I want. What was silly of me was... trying it when I knew so many doctors and nurses would be around.
Penny, you're not going to try...
Oh, yes, I am, Nora. And I know I can trust you not to give me away. But somehow or other, I'm going to see Barry. And this time, no one will stop me.
Will Penny try again to see Barry Carlton, and this time manage to get all the way to his room? What will happen if she does and learn that he's dead? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Heart... in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. And remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Say, have you heard the big news? In the great Kroger Hot Dated Coffee Contest, you have the opportunity to win a big, luxurious Hudson sedan, an Alaska sealskin fur coat valued at $1,400, a Westinghouse laundromat roaster, or a Justomatic iron. In 5 weekly contests, Kroger is awarding 1,160 prizes. The second week's contest closes midnight tonight. Entries received after midnight go into next week's contest. Get your entry blank with full details at your Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.